It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here as we're in conversation with Wisconsin's new Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, appointed by Governor Tony Evers to replace Doug La Follette for the remainder of a four-year term. La Follette served in the role for over 40 years and abruptly resigned 1 month ago. Call in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hello, Kate. It's great to be here on this wintry Monday morning.
Indeed. And, you know, your predecessor, Doug La Follette, held the office for 44 years. Let's start out with, how do you intend to distinguish yourself in this new role?
I'm now looking at my third week, Kate, and a lot of my time has been spending with staff, understanding all the different things that the office has been doing for the people of Wisconsin, and calling different clerks and different individuals, because to me, it's what can this office do better, and how can we best serve the people of Wisconsin? And so I think there's a lot of things that you'll be seeing more from me and the Office of the Secretary of State as we move forward. But this has really been a few weeks of me onboarding and getting acquainted with everything that the Secretary of State has been doing for the people of Wisconsin.
In his resignation letter, Doug La Follette criticized the Evers administration for a lack of resources and a lack of staffing in the office. Will you be able to accomplish things with your budget?
Well, there's no doubt about it that since 2015, the Secretary of State's budget was significantly cut. And when you look at why the budget was cut in 2015, it's really frustrating because it was all political. Doug decided not to sign Act 10, just kind of jogging people's memory. That was way back when there was an act to stop collective bargaining for unions across our state. And as a result of him not signing that act, there was retribution against him. And they took away almost all of his employees and significantly cut his budget. And I think what's so frustrating about all of this is that the Secretary of State doesn't use tax dollars. It's an office that pays for itself because of the services that they are able to provide businesses and citizens here in Wisconsin. And so one of the things that we will continue to work hard on is making sure that we have a budget that is properly resourced for all the work that the Secretary of State does.
What are some of the services we may not realize that come from this office?
So one of the things, Kate, is authentications. And what authentications are is you bring in any sort of documents, whether you're a business or a citizen, that you want to be recognized by a foreign country. We are the only entity here in the state of Wisconsin that can sign that document, i.e. authenticate it, so it's recognized by a foreign country overseas. So just last week, this is a really good example. There is a creamery here in Wisconsin that wants to start selling cheese in Central America. And so we were the ones that authenticated their documents to say, yes, this is a legitimate business. Yes, this has actually been, you know, approved by the FDA. So then they could go and actually sell their cheese. We had another citizen actually come in who was a Vietnam vet, and he wanted his marriage to be recognized in Singapore. And so we were the ones that looked at the marriage license, said, yes, this is a legitimate marriage license. We sealed that document so then it could be recognized overseas. We do almost over 14,000 authentications every year. And this is whether they're, you know, Wisconsinites in Superior, Wausau, to important businesses here in Wisconsin like Trek or Harley Davidson. And so this is just one of the many examples of the important work, because we are the only entity in the entire state that can do this.
talking with Wisconsin's newly appointed Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski. You can join the conversation with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Let's turn to elections. In 37 states, the Secretary of State is involved to some extent in the administration of elections. In 1974, Wisconsin's Secretary of State stopped having a role in elections, and some Republicans have proposed shifting some oversights to this office. What are your thoughts?
I believe the Wisconsin Election Commission, which is the organization right now that has been running our elections, it's a bipartisan organization. And it's been doing important election work freely, fairly, and securely for a long time. And so in my mind, I don't think that we need to change that. But I do think that there is a role that the Secretary of State can play with strengthening our democracy. We have a unique relationship, for example, with clerks. And so how can we start working with clerks and building, for example, our transparency, whether it's maybe live streaming a canvas that's happening or publishing ballots. I also think that we could be working on initiatives that increase access to the ballot. Depending on what organization or entity you're looking at, Wisconsin is consistently rated one of the hardest states to vote in. And we know what is critical to our democracy, making sure everybody can have their voice be heard. And so what are ways that we can work and build public-private partnerships and helping people make sure that they can vote or get to where they need to cast their ballot? And Kate, this is something that I'm used to doing and I've done before as state treasurer. We created a public-private partnership with homeownership and started an organization called Take Root Wisconsin that's now helping Wisconsinites buy, fix, and stay in their homes. And so I think it's this kind of creative, out-of-the-box ideas where we can really work on what's critical and what we also know is really fragile here in Wisconsin, which is our democracy.
So you see yourself as a partner to the work that the Wisconsin Elections Commission does. You could see yourself and your office lifting up their work?
I think, of course, lifting up their work. And democracy has many different aspects of it. And so, as I mentioned, whether that is working with clerks to helping to improve access to the ballot, I believe these are important ways that we can be thinking through how to help with democracy and really continue to strengthen it here in our state.
Sarah Godlewski is the new Wisconsin Secretary of State, previously won election as state treasurer. Call in with what's on your mind and questions you want to field to the Secretary of State. The number to call is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
If it's happening in Wisconsin, it matters to you. Stay up to date on all the top news stories from around the state with WPR's new weekday morning podcast, Wisconsin Today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today.
It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers appointed Sarah Godlewski to be Wisconsin Secretary of State 1 month ago, filling the vacancy created with Doug LaFollette's retirement. The governor tweeted at the time, Godlewski is only the third woman to hold the office in our state's history. Call in with your questions, your comments for the Secretary of State, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I want to turn for a moment to state treasurer. Governor Evers cited your experience as state treasurer as a qualification for serving as Secretary of State. How does serving as the state's chief financial officer prepare you for this position? I think we're having some trouble here hearing Sarah Godlewski, and we're just going to try to... Sarah, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us?
I can, Kate. Now I can hear you.
Great. Well, I just want to reiterate just a bit and backtrack Governor Evers citing your experience as state treasurer as a qualification for this role. What do you see as some crossover between your role as state treasurer and now as Secretary of State?
For starters, I believe that you've got to be scrappy and creative in this role, because we've seen how they continue to cut resources for these critical executive offices. That's where I stepped up, and we did a treasurer's task force, and through that work identified how property taxes when I was treasurer was a really important issue, and developed this public-private partnership with organizations to create Take Root Wisconsin that's helping people buy, fix, and stay in their homes. I think it's also about thinking through how we can make sure we're as effective and efficient as possible. Even prior to my time as state treasurer, I was involved in, and I was a consultant and a project manager for the Pentagon for almost a decade, and helped save taxpayers millions of dollars. And a lot of that was looking at process improvement work, for example. And so what are ways that the Secretary of State can modernize to the 21st century using technology? So these are, I think, just a few things that this office can be doing. And look, I'm the daughter of two public school teachers, and service is really important. It's why I was honored that the governor even asked me to step up and take this role, was to have an opportunity to serve again Wisconsinites. And so my top priority is going to make sure that we are doing everything we can to best serve the people of Wisconsin.
There is the Republican-backed resolution in the legislature that is urging Governor Evers to hold a special election for Secretary of State. And, you know, this comes as La Follette's election opponent and other Republicans have characterized the resignation and your appointment as premeditated and as, quote, political cronyism. What is your response?
So the governor has the ability to appoint when a constitutional officer vacates. And the people of Wisconsin clearly elected Governor Evers, and he's upholding his constitutional abilities in doing that. That's what the people of Wisconsin elected him to do. But look, when I talk to Wisconsinites, there's one thing that's really clear, is that they're just sick of the conspiracy theories. They want somebody that will put their head down and get to work. And in the last 3 weeks that I've been in this office, that's exactly what I've been doing. Whether it's been electing to, now I'm elected to chair a $1.4 billion trust fund that helps fund our public schools. And we're already thinking of creative ways to help continue to increase our distributions to public schools, to making sure that we're modernizing the office and how we can be leveraging online services. So somebody from Superior, when they want to get a paper authenticated, doesn't have to drive all the way to Madison or use snail mail. We can use technology to meet people where they are. And so to me, this is exactly what the people of Wisconsin want. They want somebody who's going to think day in and day out about how to best serve them. And that's exactly what I'm going to continue to do.
What is your staffing like in your office?
So we have a senior administrator that helps collect and process all of those authentications. And then we have an executive assistant, so who's calling and making sure businesses, for example, have gotten what they need for these authentications. Or you know, another role that we do, Kate, is we countersign all acts of the governor. Which makes sense, because if you look at the Constitution, we're third in line when you think about a succession plan. And we on Friday countersigned a state of emergency that the governor issued about forest fires with all that warm weather that we had, and it was super dry. People were really worried about fires going throughout the state. And so we signed all of these documents. We're also the state's chief librarian, and we make sure that there are fair records that are being held for the legislature and the governor. And so my small but mighty team is doing all of this. But look, I think at the end of the day, this just goes back to how can we be innovative and creative to not only juggling all of these responsibilities with a small team, but making sure that we are going above and beyond and thinking through the work that we're doing.
Talking with Wisconsin's newly appointed Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234 with your comments, your questions, your ideas for the office. Let's go to Brian in Brussels. Hi, Brian. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Hey, we talked about the need for advancing and protecting democracy, but I think a major tenet of democracy is that the people get to decide who their elected officials are. And if elected officials use the power of their office to get other elects or themselves reelected, then that is actually harming democracy. And I see the efforts to get out the vote, either to increase the number of people voting or the types of people voting, as a threat to democracy. And it's spoken to here as if it's to advance democracy. And I wonder your opinions with regard to that.
Secretary of State, go ahead.
And Brian, you and I agree that politicians should not be running our elections. That's very clear. And Wisconsin right now has a system where politicians are not running our elections. We have the Wisconsin Election Commission, which is a bipartisan organization that's led by a civil servant to ensure safe and secure elections that we've been seeing for years now in our state. And I believe that that needs to 100% continue. And so you and I agree that the Wisconsin Election Commission and a bipartisan organization is who should be doing our elections, and they're doing a great job, and they should continue to be doing so.
If a special election would be held for Secretary of State for this position, would you run?
Absolutely. I would absolutely run if a special election was held. But the question that we are all seeing is, what does the Constitution of Wisconsin say? And the governor has the ability to appoint, and Governor Evers upheld that.
Let's turn to additional work here. You'll continue to serve on the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. How do you describe the work of that board to Wisconsinites?
The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, otherwise called the BCPL for short, is really a gem for the state. It's the oldest agency in the state of Wisconsin. And one of the key aspects of this office is we manage a $1.4 billion trust fund. And the money that trust fund produces supports our public schools. In addition to, there are almost 80,000 acres of public land, and a few other kind of interesting aspects of this agency. But by far, I believe the most important one is the distributions it provides public schools. And when I actually chaired this organization when I was treasurer, we saw record-breaking distributions every year, and even provided a special distribution when COVID hit, so our schools could help address the digital divide, provide hotspots or e-learning books. And so I'm really looking forward to getting back at the helm and leading the organization in creative ways as we continue to help to support our public schools, because they need all the resources they can get to set our kids up for long-term success.
I want to land here on the political action committee you formed last fall, Women Win Wisconsin. You supported the successful election of Janet Protasiewicz to the state Supreme Court. Which legal questions do you want the court's new liberal majority to tackle?
I hope there's two questions that the court start looking at. The first one is, as a person now in Wisconsin that has fewer rights than my mother and my grandmother, I want to be able to make my own medical decisions, not politicians. But yet, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, Wisconsin embraced an 1849 abortion ban that now requires basically politicians to be making these healthcare choices. And it's ridiculous. And I think it's having a huge impact on our state, and it's affecting women's lives. So to me, that is a critical question about the 1849 abortion ban and what role government has in women's abilities to make those choices. I think the second thing, Kate, I would say is we need to address fair maps. In our state, even though in 2022, we saw, for example, that Democrats took a majority of votes, we only won 34% of the legislature. And our districts look more like letters of the alphabet than actual districts. And that's not one person, one vote, which is what our system is built on.
Secretary of State Sarah Gadlewski, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent on the Ideas Network.